A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After staying in Ephesus for some time, Paul left and traveled in orderly sequence through the Galatian country and Phrygia, bringing strength to all the disciples. A Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent speaker, arrived in Ephesus. He was an authority on the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and with ardent spirit spoke and taught accurately about Jesus, although he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and spoke to the disciples there to welcome him. After his arrival, he gave great assistance to those who had come to believe through grace. He vigorously refuted the Jews in public, establishing from the scriptures that the Messiah is Jesus. The word of the Lord. In the last years of his pontificate, Pope John Paul II wrote, "The new evangelization that can make the 21st century a springtime of the gospel is a task for the entire people of God, but it will depend in a decisive way on the lay faithful being fully aware of their baptismal vocation and their responsibility for bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to their culture and society." Today's passage from the Acts of the Apostles is an excellent model of lay ministry. The three principal characters are a newcomer, Apollos, and a married couple who are friends and co-workers of Paul, Priscilla and Aquila. Luke tells us that Apollos was an eloquent speaker. He was a master of words, a captivating orator, intelligent and highly educated, coming from Alexandria, one of the great learning and cultural centers of the ancient world. Priscilla and Aquila were simple tent makers like Paul. They came from Rome. They were close associates of Paul, but do not seem to have been official missionaries. They were a normal couple who were established in a locale with a profession. But there was something beyond the normal about them. They were also dedicated followers of Jesus and his way of life, not afraid to share with anyone the Lord sent across their paths. Priscilla may have been the first to notice that something was missing from the preaching of Apollos about Jesus, since she is mentioned in this first story. Not only was Apollos highly educated and cultured, but he seems to have been very humble as well. Two qualities that often do not go together. He was willing to be taught by a woman and her manual laborer husband. Priscilla and Aquila were filled with the Holy Spirit, and although Apollos did have the Spirit, he lacked the fullness of that Holy Spirit and the complete knowledge of Jesus' resurrection, ascension, and sending of the Spirit at Pentecost. Priscilla and Aquila lived the fullness of their married lay vocation in the body of Christ and were known as Paul's co-workers. This is the calling of every Christian. It matters not our occupation or level in society. With the gift of baptism and the further gift of the Holy Spirit, we are sent by our Heavenly Father to witness to the gospel of merciful love. Our natural gifts are good for us to use, but they are only on loan, a gift from our loving God to be of service to others and ourselves. They are not our private possessions to wield over others in a domineering or demeaning manner. The supernatural gifts we have received from God are even greater. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they can have infinite value. We may be beautiful, strong, intelligent. We may sing like angels or preach like Paul. Or we may simply have a welcoming smile or a listening ear. Whatever our strengths and abilities, they are gifts from God. If we think they are solely our own doing, then we become perhaps like Midas of Greek mythology, who turned his own daughter into a piece of solid gold by misusing his gifts. Or Jephthah in the Old Testament, the book of Judges, who vowed to slaughter the first living thing he saw after his victory. Unfortunately, it too was his own young daughter. On the other hand, we can foster the gifts of God by growing in humility, gratitude, and detachment. Detachment enables us to see reality and truth objectively, to do everything for God's glory and not our own. Gratitude recognizes the source of our good and leads us to give thanks to God and helps us to grow in humility. And that humility puts us in right relationship with God, other people, ourselves, and all of creation. In the end, as we grow older and closer to our eternal reward, most of our talents will lessen and diminish. What remains is the virtue of soul that we have developed in using them. Like Apollos, let us have an attitude of learning from everyone we meet, so we may be richly endowed with the grace and the full blessedness of the Holy Spirit. Amen.